and went on with that. I had bought another truck, this, that, and the other. Then I decided to go back to hauling lumber for the man that I was with my truck instead of his. I hauled for him, and his family had to, as I said, the gin there for the cotton, gin and cotton. And I'd haul the cotton seed down to Atlanta. And I stayed busy forcing them. Didn't too many people, well, a good many people didn't have the work, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate in getting the work. And I think not being afraid to work had a lot to do with that, you know. Mm-hmm. Today it's kind of hard to find people. It's not kind of hard, it is real hard to find people that really want to work. Mm-hmm. But back then we would bust ourselves to do what we wanted to do.
You mentioned that you worked in the mill on and off. Did you live in what's referred to as the mill village, or did you live outside of there?
One time I went in, now this is just before, while before we married, I went down there, thing was kind of slack, and worked a while, and I would stay just outside the gate, because I was back in the boiler room at that time, went back to that, and so I didn't like that, because I was working at night. And my wife, she worked too here in Roswell. We had a pants factory here. That's what they all, everybody in the whole area called the pants factory. Mm-hmm. It's a Roswell manufacturing company. But got out of that, getting back home, hauling stuff around here, everywhere. Then later years, we had a company here by the name of matter of fact, did church pews, pulpit furniture, such as that. And they too were having trouble with having trucks. And fortunately, I had, when I got the trucks, I had got good trucks. Had two. And I went down and went hauling for them. And I hauled all over the country, seating churches. They'd build them here and finish them, and I'd go out and install them with another guy or two at the time. And right on with that, we had another child right after 9 years, another girl. She's now 51. So.
And both your girls live here in Roswell?
One lives out here in the edge of Cobb County, and the other one lives up here in the edge of Cherokee County.
Let's go back to when you were young. Can you tell me a little bit about what the schools were like here in Roswell?
Well, I went where I lived over here. I could go to Alfreda School. So I went to Alfreda School till I quit. And it was the worst thing I ever done. I should have stayed home, I'm sure. It was probably the worst thing I ever done. But I stayed busy all the time. Sometimes busier than those people that went to school. But,
it sounds like you were very busy, especially when you were young, working all the time. Was there anything that you did for fun? What were the kids
not much.
For?